Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
I'm like, I never heard of this group.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Don't twist.
Decision that he will not be retried a third time. I just met with the DeVos family, and needless to say, they're very upset with what the decision was. But after discussing this matter with multiple jurors, both black and white, and they have to a person said to us that we will never get a conviction in this case. I don't like it. My opinion of this case has not changed from 2 years ago tomorrow, and it's not going to change. However, I have an ethical duty as prosecuting attorney of this county. If we believe that we cannot be successful at trial, we have that duty not to proceed.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Mr. Ron Kelly's show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining me this afternoon. If you just tuned in, you were listening to Hamilton County Prosecutor Joseph Dieters, who just announced just a few minutes ago that there won't be a third trial in the case of University of Cincinnati police officer Ray Tensing and the murder case of Samuel DeBose. Some of you remember this case. Samuel DeBose was killed by University of Cincinnati police officer Ray Tensing. He was charged with murder and voluntary manslaughter after the shooting. On a July 15th traffic stop, now the officer testified he shot DeBose because he feared for his life. And this is the common thread, ladies and gentlemen. They feared for his life. We'll get to that in just a few minutes. He feared for his life after his left arm became trapped inside DeBose's moving car on July 19th, 2015. All right, we'll get back to that in just a moment. Thank you, everybody, and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Ron Kelly's show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com. Welcome to all of you. You can follow me on Twitter. It's R. Kelly Radio. And on Facebook, it's The Ron Kelly Show. Glad to be back. Been on for a couple weeks, a little hiatus going on. Shout out to my people, to my my marketing team, Scarlett Ryan Consulting. Shout out to Indian Thursday. Big things are happening right now for The Ron Kelly Show. Looking forward to a lot of great things happening. Shout out to my brother, Al Elliott, for hooking me up with some other people. I'll get to that in just a few minutes, everybody. So we got a great show for you this afternoon, loaded with, you know, with information. Obamacare once again survives. You know, you have the Republican president, Republican Senate, and Republican House of Representatives, and they still can't get it right. We'll get to that. Also, Trump Jr. is meeting with the Russians to get the dirty laundry on Hillary Clinton. Now, is this more fake news? You know, everything that's right, it seems like everything that's right is being characterized as fake news by the Trump administration. So we'll get to that as well. A little bit earlier, we talked about Ray Tensing, the killer of Samuel DeBose. There will be no third trial. You just heard Hamilton County Prosecutor Joe Dieters just announced that there won't be a third trial in the case of Sam DeBose. And I'm going to tell you why police shootings rarely get convictions. We're going to talk about that in just a few minutes. We got a whole bag of stuff here for you, waiting for you right here on the Ron Kelly Show. So welcome back, everybody. 6,000 listens on Blog Talk Radio. 6,000. We finally, you know, and that's remarkable for the little engine that could. It's called the Ron Kelly Show. So we are grateful for those people who listen on Blog Talk Radio and the folks who listened, the 70,000 or so weekly listeners that we received on AM/FM Broadcasting Network, although we're no longer with them. So welcome again, everybody. It's July 18th, 2017. You know what you're listening to. Every Tuesday, 3 p.m., it's the Ron Kelly show. So, okay, so Obamacare survives again. And Obamacare survives because there is no replacement. You see, what the Republicans are trying to do is really like mean-spirited, and it's, you know, the whole idea, it's not about, the reason why it keeps getting rejected, because it's not about the people. You know, this American Health Care Act, this snake oil that the Republicans are trying to sell us, and the reason why it's being rejected by their own people is because it's not about protecting anybody. It's not about providing health care to anybody. The whole idea is just to revoke Obamacare. That's the whole idea. Now, you remember famously in 2009 when the Senate leader Mitch McConnell, leader of the Republican-controlled Senate, said that their main job, that their main singular job above, you know, running the country and balancing the budget and strong military and providing legal protections under the Constitution of the great country of the United States. All of that didn't matter. None of that mattered. What mattered was to make President Obama a one-term president. So after Obama won first time, 2008, 2009, you all remember Mitch McConnell, I don't have the soundbite here, but you all remember Mitch McConnell coming out and saying that make this man a one-term president above anything else. So, you know, the whole idea is to remove the Obama legacy, the signature piece of legislation, what nobody else can do. Hillary tried and failed. You know, many people, presidents over the years, have tried to bring some kind of health care plan to bear in this country, and nobody was ever able to do it, President Obama. And so the whole idea is just to remove Obamacare, obliterate Obamacare, because see, now that they've lost once again, the whole idea now is to just repeal it. They're so hell-bent on repealing Obamacare that they don't even care if they don't have a plan to replace it. And see, this is what's going on right now. The Senate, Mitch McConnell, they just want to repeal it. Just repeal. Let's just repeal it. We couldn't repeal and replace, like President Trump once said. You can't repeal and replace. So you just have to repeal. Now, so now we're going to repeal and then replace it in 2 years. But see, when you're doing something, you know, it's not about the people, and the bill is not about the people. It's about tax breaks for the rich. This is what's going on here: tax breaks for the rich, and that's the whole Trump ideology. Is make the rich richer. Who gives a damn about the poor people? Make the rich richer. So buried in this American Health Care Act is a big tax cut for the wealthy. You see, this is the same old tired Reaganomics from the 80s, former President Ronald Reagan had the same idea, make the rich richer and they'll hire more people. No, no, I wouldn't do it. If I got 5,000 people working for me and I get a tax cut, you know where that money's going? In my pocket. In my legacy, money to be left to the next generation of my family. Why should I hire more people? I'm going to keep the people I got. I'm going to use what I have, and I'm not hiring anybody. See, this is the same old tired Reaganomics that former President Ronald Reagan used, and it didn't work. The same thing. So fast forward to 2017, we have Trump trying the same old thing. But I don't even think that Trump even cares about the rich rededicating their money to hiring more people and this, that, and the other. He doesn't even care. It's just all about the rich. So the Obamacare camp is not being repealed because, first of all, they're in a big hurry to do it. It's not, and secondly, it's not about the people. You know, and these senators, the Republican senators, you got to give them credit for, you know, seeing through this. That this isn't about the people. It's about the repeal of President Obama's signature piece of legislation. It's not even about the people. That's why the plan is so inherently flawed. Because, you know, it's never going to be replaced. Because there is no replacement for Obamacare. With all its flaws and all its problems and, you know, some of the problems that Obamacare has, you know, with the premiums going up and this, that, and the other. So the Obamacare needs to be fixed, yes. But for right now, Obamacare, while it may not be perfect, it's the best thing we have right now, just like Social Security and Medicare and so many other social programs that exist in this country. It's the best thing that we have right now. So what are we going to do? So the Republicans, so now, after once again, two more senators came out and blew it out of the water. So not a whole idea, okay, we can't repeal it and replace it. Let's just repeal it and replace it in 2 years. But it's not going to happen. The Obamacare is never going to be replaced because there is no replacement. It's the best thing we have right now. It needs to be tweaked, sure. Some things need to be fixed, absolutely. But it's the best thing we have right now. So there's no way that this is ever going to be replaced, repealed and replaced. Now, here's President Trump. I have a soundbite here. President Trump say, you know, after the first time that the American Health Care Act went down in flames, President Trump got to his Twitter and wherever else he, you know, spouts his nonsense and says that he never said that Obamacare would be healed and replaced the same day. He says he never said that. So here's what, I've got a whole library of this stuff of President Trump walking back some of the things that he said. So here's what Trump said the first time that the American Health Care Act, I believe this is the soundbite, first time the American Health Care Act got blown out of the water. Here's what Trump said about whether or not he predicted that it would be replaced on the first day.
I'm here, what, 64 days? I never said repeal and replace Obamacare. You've all heard my speeches. I never said repeal it and replace it within 64 days. I have a long time.
Obamacare is going to be repealed and replaced. Obamacare. We're going to have a strong country again, and Obamacare has to go. We can't afford it. It's no good. You're going to end up with great health care for a fraction of the price, and that's going to take place immediately after we go in, okay? Immediately. Fast. Quick.
See, so this is part of the Trump, you know, this is part of the Trump nonsense. Now, he did say, after 64 days and the first time the American Health Care Act went down in flames, Trump, you know, hurried out to the podium to say that he never said that the American Health Care, he never said Obamacare, rather, would be taken care of in the first day. But of course he said that. And see, this is the part of the pattern of President Trump walking back the stuff he says, walking it back. So Obamacare lives, and therefore a lot of people will live. And again, it's not going to be repealed because it can't be repealed. And it can't be replaced. It's the best thing going for right now. Even with the issues, they say the premiums are skyrocketing, and some of the healthcare people have bowed out of some of the exchanges. And see, now they're saying that the healthcare, you know, they're saying that the premiums are going up and all there's all kinds of problems and the Obamacare is going to ruin the American healthcare market. And then you have every major healthcare concern in America coming out against the current plan. So there's not going to be a repealing and a replacement of Obamacare. You can mark that on your calendar. I said it today, July 18th, 2017, is not going to be a repeal and replacing of Obamacare because it's the best thing smoking. All right, we're going to, everybody, thank you for joining me this afternoon. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. You can check me out on, as a matter of fact, you can go to my Facebook page, it's the Ron Kelly Show. There's a whole bunch of information there, a lot of things I post up there. You know, for those of you who listen to the Ron Kelly Show, thank you so much for the 5,000 or so people who have liked that Facebook page so far. And I'm kind of just getting into Twitter. So, you know, we have a pretty decent amount of people who follow me on Twitter. It's Ron R. Kelly Radio. I believe it's R. Kelly Radio. Ron Kelly Radio, R. Kelly Radio. Shows you how much I'm in touch with my social media and Facebook. Facebook at the Ron Kelly Show. So shout out to Mindy and Jill from Scarlett Ryan Consultants, my people, who are going to be managing the rebranding of the Ron Kelly Show and myself. So I'm looking forward to working with them. I'll be meeting with them on Thursday. So big things happening here on the Ron Kelly Show. All right, so here's what we do. We'll take a break. We'll come right back. We'll talk about this newest police shooting in Minnesota, an Arabic police officer shooting a white woman. The colors have flipped. The colors have flipped. This time it wasn't a black person. It was a white person. And not a white officer, but an officer of Arabic Arabic descent. So we'll talk about that. And is it the culture? It's not the color this time, so it's got to be the culture. So we'll talk about that. And we'll talk about this Ray Tensing and the details with that and a whole lot more. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come right back with some more. So just hold on, and we'll be right back. So this is the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this. The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC.
Oh no! I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great price.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. B-I-R-K-E-T-T Promotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A-plus rating.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Your bathroom break is over.
Here we go!
Welcome back. Welcome.
Really?
Now I can do what I planned to do this morning.
To the Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
All right. Yes, indeed. It's the Ron Kelly Show. It's about 22 minutes past the hour. So welcome back, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com Tuesdays, 3 p.m. at the moment, blogtalkradio.com. No longer on the AM FM Broadcast Network. If any of you have looked for me on the broadcast on the AM FM Broadcast Radio Network, we have severed our ties with that business, and we wish them all well over there, Jason and so many other people at AM FM Broadcast Network. We just didn't feel like it was a good fit for this program, so we took our program off that airspace. All right, welcome back. Thank you for joining me this afternoon, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show, Tuesday, 3 p.m. right here on blogtalkradio.com. So, yeah, if you haven't heard, the police officer, Ray Tanzer. See, there's so many police shootings. Let me start with this. There's so many police shootings that you just lose track of all of them. You know, there's so many shootings. And as a matter of fact, this one took place in 2015. And there's been two trials already. There's been two trials of this Cincinnati, University of Cincinnati police officer, former University of Cincinnati police officer, Ray Tensing, who is, the murder indictment against him is going to be dismissed by Hamilton County prosecutor. You see, and, you know, this happened so much. The people are just accepting it. We saw, I think it started with, the straw that broke the camel's back was back in the day. Matter of fact, they were doing OJ Made in America on A&E. I thought it was a pretty decent show. And they talked about the LA riots. And I think it started with that. When they moved the trial to Simi Valley, California, the white enclave in California. When they, the case of you know what I'm talking about. The guy's name escapes me right now. Everybody, pardon me, but it was the police beating that we all saw on video that precipitated the LA riots. And so the case was craftily, by defense attorneys, moved to Simi Valley, to a white area where, there was no way that a white police officer was going to be convicted of anything in regards to people of color, black folks, I should say. No way it was going to happen. So it started there, with the Rodney King trial and the dismissal of the counts against the four police officers who beat and the others who beat Rodney King to a pulp that was shown on television. And it started there. I think the big letdown of that trial kind of took the wind out of everyone's sails, so to speak. And from that moment on, there hasn't been a reaction to a police shooting or beating like that since. We know it didn't make sense to burn down your own neighborhood. I didn't agree with that necessarily, but there hasn't been a violent reaction like the LA riots, what happened after the exoneration of those police officers who beat Rodney King senseless. There hasn't been a violent reaction since. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not advocating violence, everybody. Don't go around someone be tweeting that I'm advocating violence, because I'm not. But there hasn't been a reaction since, because people have just kind of accepted, something happens. We go on Facebook. We vent our frustration on Facebook, and that's it. An armchair activist, so to speak. That's what social media has turned us all into. Armchair activists, where something happens, a black person gets, beaten to death or shot to death by the police, and kind of, you know, maybe might march a little bit and post a few choice words on Facebook, and that's it. So that one incident with Rodney King kind of took the wind out of the sails of folks who just kind of, you know, accepted that police officers would never be convicted of crimes against black folks, even with he was a dead bang guilty with video. There's still not going to be a conviction. You see, because, I mean, here's the thing. Here's the thing. I'm going to tell you why police officers don't get charged. Why police officers, well, they get charged, but why they don't get, why police officers don't get convicted of shooting people, even innocent people, people without, were not carrying weapons. I'm going to tell you why in just a second. You see, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Most cops don't get convicted of killing. Well, some... See, most people... Well, first of all, it's a jury makeup. Let's talk about that. It's the jury makeup. See, here's number one. Racial bias permeates law enforcement. Now, we already know this. See, this really upsets me to even talk about this. St. Anthony officer Geronimo Yanez, who was just recently acquitted of killing Philando Castile, said he thought, when he called dispatch, he said he thought the people in Philando Castile's car resemble two robbery suspects. Now, why would they resemble two robbery suspects, a man and a woman? Because they were black and one had a wide set nose. So this is the reason, this is the colossally ignorant reason why this so-called, this poorest example you could find of a police officer, St. Anthony police officer Geronimo Yanez, said that he thought they were, the people in Philando Castillo's car were two robbery suspects. And see, to many people, it's clear evidence of how racial bias infects policing. And not just that night, you know. See, because the records show that law enforcement had pulled Philando Castile over 52 times. 52 times. Now, he was charged during those 52 times. He was charged with a number of low-level offenses, including driving without proof of insurance, but many of the cases against him were dismissed 52 times. Now, Wade McMullen, who's the managing attorney at Robert F. Kennedy Human Rights, says that it's rooted in policy, procedure, and laws that the justice system disproportionately affects people of color, from stop and frisk and arrest for low-level crimes to mandatory minimums in sentencing. See, because I talked about this on the show prior, a couple of weeks back, maybe even in May, talked about this, where there's such an outpouring of sympathy now for white people. And I'm not, this is a black and white show, but there's such an outpouring of sympathy for white people who are suddenly overdosing on opiates. Now, black people have been overdosing on opiates for years. Since the 60s, 50s even. Black people have been overdosing on opiates, dope, heroin, as they call it. You see, it is stuff you can't deny. See, this isn't something we created in our minds. This is something that's actively going on right now. So for years, black people were ODing on dope for years. Now, they're saying 50,000 people OD'd from opiates in the last 2 years. But I wonder what the racial makeup is. See, but now, like here in New Jersey, where this show originates, you know, the governor here is making, actually making commercials. See, because now they're handing out Narcan, the anti, the drug that stops people from having, from ODing. So police officers are carrying this now. And in some stores, they even sell it. It's on the shelf at Kroger's, the supermarket chain. So you can, you got a kid who does dope and you know it, you can go buy a can of Narcan. And you can, if your kid ODs when he's home or whatever, or you happen to be going down the street and you see, you can save his life. See, because black folks have been dying for years. Nobody did anything. Now, all of a sudden, it's an epidemic. It's been an epidemic for a long time. So, now, some police department, and you know, and I just want to say, I know some really good police officers. I want to say that I'm not the F the police. I'm not with the F the police crew. No, because if they weren't police, then we'd really have a problem in this country. We even with them, we still have a problem. But it would be much, much worse if they weren't here. Now, there are some police departments who believe that bias training, you can't undo racism. You know what I'm saying? You can't undo racism. If a person, bias training, what is that? What is that? Bias training. What is that? You know, you have to, if you have to tell people to respect the rights of, if you have to tell police officers to respect the rights of the citizens of the town that they patrol, then something's really wrong with that. Because that's part of the police credo, protect and serve. That's what it's supposed to be. But now it's shoot and say, I fear for my life. This is what's going on now. And that's the catchphrase, the code word for acquittal. So in the case of Samuel DuBose, the University of Cincinnati paid the family $4.5 million. $4.5 million, Sam DuBose had 12 kids. So the University of Cincinnati has promised to educate those 12 kids. But how many of those kids are going to make it to college? And they're betting that not many of them do. You know, how many of those kids are going to make it to college? So, you know, while you can say on the one hand, well, they paid him $4.5 million, that's not going to bring the man back. And then it's insulting that, you know, this Hamilton County prosecutor had to go to the both family and tell them, look, we're dropping this because we can't get a conviction. Racial bias is all, you know, there's a lot of racial bias in law enforcement. So this first, now, so the first thing is racial bias. The second thing is the police officers always get the benefit of the doubt. And deadly force is in the eye of the beholder. You know, and see, it starts with department, what they call standard operating procedures, which let officers base their actions on their perceptions of danger, including the use of deadly force. Now, the standard for most departments' use of force comes from the 1985 Supreme Court opinion. But many agencies, police officers, police agencies are free to make their own rules, and a lot of them do. Otherwise, like deadly force may not be used unless it is necessary to protect the escape and the officer has probable cause to believe that the suspect poses a significant threat of death or serious physical injury to the officer or others. So the second thing is that police officers always get the benefit of the doubt. The juries get stacked with people. And see, you don't know. See, this is the thing. This is, I don't mean to divert from this, but this is one of the things I've said about the eyewitness testimony should not be the only eyewitness testimony should not be the only thing that's used to convict someone. In other words, And a lot of times, eyewitness testimony, and in this case, the police officer's testimony, is what's used to, that the jurors use to acquit. The third thing is the jurors see evidence in a different light than the public. Now, jurors are sitting through hours of police testimony and dash cam footage give jurors rare insight into how policing really works in this country. Now, it's not as dramatic as it appears on television, but it's still a dangerous job here in this country where guns are rampant. See, most jurors say, well, you know what? It's a dangerous job, and you know he thought he was going to kill himself, so he thought the guy was going to kill him, so let's let him get off. And see, police officers are always going to get the benefit of the doubt. Even if they're dead bang guilty in this dash cam footage, or, you know, the police officer in Tulsa, Oklahoma just recently acquitted. Now, in Chicago, he wasn't acquitted. He's been charged with murder, and he's probably, that's going to be one case that maybe there's an outside shot that he'll be found guilty. See, one of the suggestions is that police departments need higher recruitment standards and more training. See, officers make the decision to shoot people, but they're not equipped to make the decision to spare people. So they're not trained how to not kill someone. They're trained to kill someone. But bias training is not going to help. Bias training is not going to turn a cop around. What's going to turn a cop around is convictions. What's going to turn a cop around is being held responsible for your actions. That's what is going to turn this thing around. See, because police officers right now, they know that they're not going to be convicted. A lot of them know. I mean, some of them lose their jobs. Some won't. Like in the case of Eric Garner. It was the anniversary of Eric Garner's death just the other day. And Officer Daniel Pantaleo is still working for the NYPD. He's on a desk. He's never going to be in the street again, but he still has a job. And Eric Garner is dead. So you see, this is an exercise in futility to try to convict a police officer. I'm not saying that they shouldn't try, but it's an exercise in futility, really. Because police officers are going to get the benefit of the doubt. You're going to stack the jury with the majority of white folks. And when no conviction, deadlocked jury means acquittal, which is what happened in the Ray Tensing case twice. Now, like I said earlier, the Philando Castillo's people got paid $3 million. So this is what happens. You know, they shoot to kill, and then they pay. Now, University of Cincinnati has gone a little bit further with putting a memorial for Philando Castillo. Who cares? A man should still be alive. But there's a memorial for Philando Castillo on the campus of University of Cincinnati. And there is some academic situations that bear his name, and they promised to educate his 12 kids. If they make it to college, hopefully all 12 of them will. But who knows? So basically, the police officer is rarely, maybe 1 out of 100 shootings is going to be actually convicted of a crime, because the juries sympathize with the toughness of a police officer's job, that he has only a split second to make a decision, and many of these folks who are on these juries have loosely related to police officers, may have a cousin or a third cousin or whatever who's a police officer or has some association. So they're always going to get the benefit of the doubt. And then there's racism. There's racism. Who cares about the Negro? You know, shouldn't have been driving that day. Who cares? You know, there's people who think that we shouldn't be allowed to drive at all. You know, some white folks think that we should be back on the plantation. I've heard it said, not to me personally, but I've heard it said, yeah, send them back to Africa. I didn't come from Africa. I was born here. And my grandparents were born here. And their parents, and the parents, you know, going back 10, 20 generations, were born here in the United States of America. So I'm not going anywhere. But this is the problem. See, black folks are not going to get justice in this justice system. White police officers are going to get off 99% of the time. That's just how it is. That's just how it is. Even in the case of the North Carolina police officer who killed, I'll pull it up in a second, but the North Carolina police officer who was caught planting evidence, who was caught, the killing of Walter Scott, right? Police officer Michael Slager. Now he's pled guilty. He's pled guilty. Walter Scott, you remember Walter Scott was running. Walter Scott can't even run. Now he pled guilty. I mean, it's a rare situation, but he pled guilty, and he's probably going to get life. But he had to plead. And what he pled to was a single charge of willfully using excessive force to deprive Mr. Scott of his civil rights. So he's got a civil rights conviction. And he faces life in prison, which he probably won't get. So it went from murder charge to violating civil rights, which probably would have happened in the federal system, maybe. So those of you out there who are expecting for police officers to be convicted of killing black folks, it's not going to happen. Unless they plead. Unless they're dead bang. You know, it's so egregious. And like Philando Castile was egregious. So you need a unique set of circumstances for a police officer, white police officer especially, to go to prison. Because, you know, you have a couple of black cops who... with the ones who killed the six-year-old boy, dead, gone, life. Life. So this is the situation, ladies and gentlemen. See, we can't, you know, I would love for it not to be racial. I would love to be able to say, you know what, this isn't racial. But it is. It is racial. Black people are perceived to be dangerous. Watch them. This is the stuff they talk about in the academy. Watch those black people. They're unpredictable. They're like animals. Shoot first and ask questions later. So this is what's going on. So now you have a police officer who kills a white woman. It's an Arabic man, Muhammad Noor, from Arabic. Muslim, probably, kills a white woman. Now, the details haven't come out about that yet, but we have that situation now. So, you know, if it's not about color, then it's about culture, procedure. And it needs to change. The police officers are the power in most towns. Police officers run towns. I don't mean like Boss Hogg or anything like that, but police officers run towns. So I'm over my break here. So let me take a quick break and come right back and close this edition of the program. This is the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com.
Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Hey, yes.
The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching have on society today?
Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have the highest homicide offending rate.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bars. How many cheeks? Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bars.
Chasing the cookie jar. One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
So coming to the stage is a really funny guy. Y'all know him. Put your hands together. Give it up for George Wilborn.
Folks, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle calls. Speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He calls everybody under the sun. Aunt Peyton, his old army buddy George. He even called my daughter Tierra, because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love have symptoms of stroke, don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait. It may be too late. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this. Your bathroom break is over.
Here we go.
Welcome back. Welcome.
Really?
Now I can do what I planned to do this morning.
To the Ron Kelly Show and on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Ron Kelly Show. It's about 10 minutes before the hour. Oh, you know what? The phone number here is 646. Because we don't usually do callers and stuff like that, but the phone number here is 646-668-2838. That's 646-668-2838. You can hit up my Facebook page, the Ron Kelly Show, and tweet at me at Ron Kelly. I believe it's Ron Kelly. I don't even know. I believe it's Ron Kelly Radio. So thank you, everybody, for joining me. It's R. Kelly Radio. I'm sorry. R. Kelly Radio on Twitter. Tweet me, R. Kelly Radio. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me. Again, this afternoon, it's Ron Kelly Show on blogtalkradio.com. Just about 10 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock Eastern. I believe it's 1 o'clock out west. Thanks for joining me today. Yeah, so, you know, so now we have the, this Trump stuff is just like, has been, yeah, I want it to go away. I want the Trump stuff to go away. I really do. I want the Trump stuff to go away. Because, you know, it's just, the first little piece of meat on the bone was the revelation about Trump Jr. hooking up with Russians and some Russian female and a former KGB agent, or probably a current KGB agent for all we know, somebody tried to offer him information on Hillary Clinton. Allegedly, he bit and started emailing this person. So now, I mean, and he did a smart thing by just releasing the emails. I think that was, you know, that's out of the confess book. So, you know, confess, and they won't have anything to say. Let me just confess. So that's what he did. It didn't work, but that's what he did. He just said, you know what? I'm just going to confess. And, that's what he did. Just confessed. I confessed, but it was nothing. You know. And see, and this is what, you know, and this is, you just can't, you know, make this stuff up. You know, this is what happens with the Trump people when somebody gets something on them. Oh, well, it's not true. Not true. So this is what always comes out. And see, so now the Trump people are just, you know, they I think they did the smart thing by embracing it. And now It's not true. This is what's being said. But it is true. And it is shows part of a conspiracy. I think it does. I think it does. I think it lends some legitimacy to the Trump, some legitimacy to the Trump, you know, the collusion factor. I agree 100% that it leads to, you know, it's saying that there's something happened. Now, this is the first real evidence, if you will, of Trump and the Russians. This is the first piece of evidence. But you see, but all the you know, they talked about President Obama and how Obama was so, you know, he was so protected by the media. And but what's happening with Trump? They're doing the same thing. They're protecting him, just like they protected, like they alleged that the media, that the mainstream media protected Trump. Protected Obama, rather. So the same thing's happened with Trump now. And people are just like out and out lying about some of the things that have gone on in the Trump administration. All the people, Sarah Schmuckabee Sanders, and Sean Spicer, and some of these other people who surround the president. I think that, you know, Mike Pence is just happy to be vice president. He doesn't care who the president is. No. This is all about power, everybody. It's all about power. Who wants a job that pays $400,000? Why would you spend $1 billion to get a job that pays $400,000 a year? That's all the president makes, $400,000. You got some bench players in the NBA that make more than that for just sitting on the bench and never play. So Trump Jr.'s meeting with the Russians is substantial, and it is evidence that something was going on. But the Trump hierarchy is doing a great job of suppressing it. Oh, well, Trump didn't know. Of course he did. That's like Christie didn't know about Bridgegate. Of course he did. He just escaped prosecution. But of course, you know, Chris Christie, the Trump sycophant who abandoned the state of New Jersey so he can run around with Trump and then got dumped at the end and didn't get any kind of job whatsoever, and is going to lose his job in November. So this Trump Jr. thing is legitimate. There is something here, and it does need to be examined. By the way, this portion of the Ron Kelly Show is brought to you by Media Graphics. Go to MediaGraphics.net. That's MediaGraphics.net. For smart posters, smart banners, audio, video, and digital displays. These are people that I've used personally. Media Graphics, they do a great job. I highly recommend them. And you will too. It's MediaGraphics.net. That's MediaGraphics.net. So just about a couple minutes left for the Ron Kelly Show. I want to thank everybody for joining me this afternoon. We'll see you back here next Tuesday afternoon, 3 p.m. The Ron Kelly Show. We have a lot of things going on. I'm meeting with my marketing team, Scarlett Ryan Consultants, and you're going to be seeing a lot of this program all over the place. We'll be starting our YouTube channel soon, and so we got a lot going on here. A lot going on with the Ron Kelly Show. I think the time has come, and you know, everything in its own time, and we are ready to go. So, and also shout out to Grim. He was supposed to send me the link to the app that the Ron Kelly Show quite possibly will be on real soon. But I'll get back with you on that. You know, you hit me up on my social media nonsense, or I'll talk to you about it next week when we come back here again for another edition, another great edition of the Ron Kelly Show. A lot going on in this country, and black folks, we need to get together, we need to come together, and we need to do the things that we need to do. You know, a house divided, you know, cannot achieve anything. right now, here in the black community, we're house divided. There's so many different organizations, NAACP, National Action Network, Urban League, this one, that one, the other one. I mean, there's so many different organizations going on. There's no umbrella group. Everybody has their own agenda. Reverend Al Sharpton has his. Jesse Jackson has his. The NAACP can't keep a president. There's somebody else there now, I believe. So black folks, you need to get together, not just in these organizations, but in our communities. Because it's sad. You know, I ride through the black community sometimes. It's just sad. And then I got to watch my back. Why should I have to watch my back around my own people? So it's very disturbing. You got to put the top up. You have the convertible, you got to put the top up and you go through the black community. And don't go down certain streets. It's pitiful. The black folks were preying on each other. That's not to say that other ethnic groups don't do it, but I'm not, all that concerned with other ethnic groups. I'm talking about black folks. Our communities look like war zones. We have to watch our backs around each other. Going to black community, you got to watch yourself. This doesn't make any sense. You should be safe around your own people. But we're not. We need to change. We definitely need to come together. Okay, it's about less than a minute left, so I will let you know that you can hit me up on Twitter, R. Kelly Radio, or the R. Kelly Facebook page. It's Facebook.com/ Ron Kelly Show. And you can check out the archive. Every show I've ever done on this station is here. You just go to blogtalkradio.com/ Ron Kelly Show, and it'll take you to my archives. You can listen to the hundred and some odd shows that are there in the archive. All right, Elise, everybody. So we'll see you back here next week for the Ron Kelly Show. Keep the faith. I know I said some absolutes, but keep the faith. At some point, we will get justice. I'm not sure when, maybe not in our lifetimes, but at some point we will get justice. All right, so we'll see you back here next week. And don't forget, just be safe out there.